a little background information to start. My parents and sisters operate under the assumption that at any time, they're going to be murdered. Like, this is just their worldview, right? And so I don't hold this notion, and I find it hilarious, but the criminologist in me finds it insane, right? Because it kind of reflects this, like, overinflated fear of violent crime that middle America has, right? They're not going to be murdered day by day, right? And I prize myself in my ability to think logically and clearly about issues surrounding crime and violence. This story is not where I demonstrate that. So in 2004, my mom asked if I could stay home while a repairman came to take a look at the air conditioner. So I was in college, not a big deal. That day, I opened the door, and I see the repair guy. And he's about 6'4", 230 pounds, pretty jacked. But he also has long, greasy blonde hair parted in the middle and really thick glasses, right? So it was like neck down, bouncer, neck up, America's Most Wanted. So this is like a jarring, right, look for someone to have right out of the gate. It's upsetting. And so I bring him in, show him to the basement, and go on about my business. About 20 minutes later, I run upstairs to grab a book. And when I come back down, I walk past the basement, and I see that all the lights are turned out. And I think, that's weird. And I turn around, and the repair guy's right behind me. And I scream. I scream in his face. No reaction. Right? So we can agree, if someone screams in your face, you need to react to it. Otherwise, it's a red flag. So he says, the lights are burnt out. Do you have a flashlight? Now, you have to understand that my parents' house is the least prepared house on the East Coast. Not a light bulb, not a flashlight, not a book of matches, nothing. Right? Like, in an emergency, survival time, 2.5 days, tops. That's generous. So, in trying to reject this family trend, I said, you know what? Yes, I have a flashlight in my car. And so I run outside, and as I pass his work van, I notice another guy inside, like, slumped up against the window. I'm like, that's weird. He must be sleeping. Because that makes sense, right? So I return with the flashlight, and I don't discuss what I had just seen. Just let it ride. And guy went into the basement. I went back to my chair with my book. And after some time, he comes back up, and he says, what are you reading? I'm like, oh, it's a book for school. I'm studying criminology. Because at that time, I thought that was cool to say. It's not. And he says, you must know BTK. And I say, no, what's that? Anger flashes across his eyes. He goes, BTK, one of the most dangerous serial killers alive today. No, I don't know him. BTK. still don't know him. There's his initials. And at this point, I'm in my chair, and he's standing across the room. And he goes, initials? And he starts walking towards me. Each footstep with a new word. And he says, BTK. Bind, torture, kill. At this point, he's standing directly over top of me, and I'm looking up, and I'm starting to dry heave because I feel like our relationship has taken an unexpected turn. And I just start rambling. I'm like, oh, B, B, T, and K. B to the T, bring it home to the K. All right. He does all three. Yeah, some people focus on one. He likes to do three. And he's standing and he says, it's not about liking to kill. He has to kill. He must kill. And he will kill. So again, outwardly, I'm just sort of nodding along. But in my head, I'm like, he's going to BTK me. He's BTK. I'm going to BTK'd. Oh, my God. I'm going to die. Not to be an alarmist. And so I'm like sizing him up. And I'm like, all right, the only obvious solution is we're going to have to fight to the death. And I'm not strong, like physically or emotionally. So there's a 95% chance that I'm going to die. That's just math. I worked it out. And I was okay with it. And he says, can I use your phone? I don't have my cell phone with me. Now, I see his cell phone clipped onto his pants, but I didn't want to rock the boat, right? Like, I didn't feel like I was in a position to call him out. So I pointed him towards the kitchen, where he had access to the phone and the knives, because that's what you do. And I'm thinking, all right, what am I going to do? How do I get out of this? Again, looking around for a weapon, there's nothing. We're not prepared. Like, the top line of defense that I have is to throw a blanket over his head, right? But that would only make him mad. No one likes that. So I don't know what I'm going to do. And he returns and he says, my fiance is leaving me. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What's happening? Chelsea's gone. I'm like, just now? He's opening up to me. That's good, right? Or bad? I don't know how to read this. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you know, Chelsea will be back. She'll be back. And he goes, she's not coming back. I'm like, oh, okay. She's never coming back. She was the best thing to happen to me. I might as well. Nah, never mind. And I'm like, you know, I feel like this is a wait and see kind of situation. You should probably just go home and think about it. Don't make any rash decisions, right? You don't want to react. That's what Chelsea wants. Chelsea doesn't deserve a reaction. I'm like, why am I throwing Chelsea under the bus? I'm like, I'm not going to die for Chelsea. All right. And he says, you're right. And he packs up and he moves towards the door and he turns around and he goes, I'll see you soon. And walks out. And the following year, I see a headline, BTK arrested. Click on it. Yeah, not my guy. Different guy. My guy was just a lunatic who was a fan of his work, right? Not my guy. Now, I feel like we have to address two things that you might be feeling right now. One is my behavior during this event, under duress, right? Like, it was not what you traditionally call honorable. I sold out Chelsea, right? Just put it back on her. And I never really followed up with the dead guy in the car. We can agree he's dead, right? I mean, like, you know, middle spring, asleep in a van. No, he was dead. And I never followed up with it. And before you judge me for that, for not helping this soul, I am feeling, it's palpable, some of you are slightly disappointed that my guy was not actually BTK. Even though that means I would be brutalized and murdered. And you're still upset by that. And that is sick. Thank you.